Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Very much so.
Like, why is that exactly?
Well, Jesus saved my life. I'm a sinner. Gave my life to Christ. Most important decision I ever made.
So you believe the Bible is real?
Yes, like, I believe the Bible is true and real.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I could give you the technical answer. There's never been an archaeological discovery that has contradicted the truth of the Bible. And then, of course, the wisdom. There is not a truth of the Bible that if you apply to your life does not improve dramatically. And then finally, we have the most accurate and transparent, historically robust account that one can have of the most important figure ever to live in the history of the world, Jesus of Nazareth. And the resurrection is the pinpoint of my belief that Jesus did rise from the grave so that we may live.
What makes Christian mythology real?
So that's not mythology, but that is theology. If Genesis 1:1 and the resurrection is true, anything in the Bible is possible. You're looking at the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is creation. And then the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. And I say, how do you know that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, show me another historical piece of a story where so many people willingly died a brutal death for a lie. Every single person around him had everything to lose, and yet they went to the absolute death, from Paul to Peter to the half-brother of James, saying that Jesus is Lord, Jesus rose from the dead. Not to mention, if you were going to fake a story, you would not use female witnesses in the ancient world. In the scriptures, it said that the women were the first one to see Jesus Christ. If you're trying to fake a story, you would never do that. Not to mention the 500 people that saw Jesus after he rose from the dead, and then the later church that lived under persecution, under the belief that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful day on Easter Sunday with your families. Hope you guys celebrated the reason that we celebrate Easter Sunday, which is that Jesus has risen. Joe Biden wants to celebrate it a little bit differently. He wants to take another cheap shot at Christians and our faith by declaring it Trans Visibility Day. And there's 365 days in a year. And there's only a few that Christians celebrate that are sacred and special to them because they are biblical truths. And I think that they should leave those days alone personally. But Joe Biden doesn't. It makes me mildly upset that the alphabet community gets so many days for themselves in a year. But us as Christians, any days that we have that we celebrate, they are actively working to take them away. Because ultimately the goal is to destroy God and to remove God from society and to replace God with themselves because they just lost power. If you were ever wondering how many days the alphabet community gets in a year, I'm going to give it to you right now so you can see that this is just another cheap shot from the left at Christians. And this is this ongoing attempt to remove God from society. February 19th through the 25th is Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week. March 21st through the 25th is the Alphabet People Health Awareness Week. March 31st now is Transgender Day of Visibility. March 6th is International Asexual Day. April 13th is International Day of Pink, a day opposing homophobia. April 14th is a day of silence. April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. May 17th is an International Day Against Homophobia, Biophobia, and Transphobia. May 19th is Agender Pride Day. May 22nd is Harvey Milk Day. May 25th is Pansexual and Panoramic, Panoramic Awareness Day. The entire month of June is Alphabet Month, Pride Month. June 23rd is Stonewall Day. June 28th is International Alphabet People Day. July 14th is International Non-Binary People Day. July 16th is an International Drag Day. September 16th through the 23rd is Bisexual Awareness Week. September 23rd celebrate Bisexuality Day. The entire month of October is Alphabet History Month. October 8th is International Lesbian Day. October 11th is National Coming Out Day. October 17th through the 24th is Gender Fluid Visibility Week. October 19th is International Pronoun Day. October 19th is also Spirit Day, supporting for the Alphabet Youth. October 23rd through the 29th is Asexual Awareness Week. October 26th is Intersex Awareness Day. The entire month of November is Trans Awareness Month. November 5th is Trans Parents Day. November 8th is Intersex Day of Remembrance. November 13th through the 19th is Transgender Awareness Week. And November 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance. How many days does one group of people need? How many days do they need to be told that they're special? Oh, you're special. You are so special because you are committing a sin, and we love you for it. We really do. We want you to keep committing those sins because ultimately we know where your soul is going to go, and we don't want it to go to the right place because the devil is a liar, and he's going to make sure if he got you trapped in a lie, he's going to keep you in that lie. We get no... What days do you get... As a heterosexual Christian, what days do you get? What days are celebrated for you that is specifically a day based around your sexuality? Let me ask that question. An even better question. Do you need a day that they celebrate you based upon your sexuality? I know I, in particular, don't. Okay, but I think it's ridiculous that we do it for anybody else. I think it's foolish. We don't need days. We don't need months. We don't need any of it. I'm very happy with what I am, who I am. I don't need the government coming in and creating some type of fictitious day for me to celebrate what God intended me to be in the first place. Joe Biden, I don't think he understands who he's pissing off. Because he's pissing off a lot of people by doing it, because you're taking a cheap shot at our Lord and Savior. You're taking one of our days and you are, poking fun at it, really. You're doing it on purpose to piss everybody off. There's approximately 2.38 billion practicing Christians around the globe. Christianity has been adopted as a state religion in at least 21 countries, including England, Greece, and Iceland. There is more than 120 million Americans that were planning to attend an Easter Sunday church service. 80% of Americans celebrate Easter. Easter is celebrated in at least 95 countries around the world. That should let them know pretty firmly that Christianity is here and it's here to stay. Now, listen, not to mention, Christianity is truth. The Bible is truth. And if you know anything about government and you know anything about the people of government, you know how tricky they are and they don't want truth. Everything that you see that they do, it's all filled with lies and deceit. How many people, there's a handful, but how many really politicians are 100% true blue, 100% truthful with you all the time? They are there. This is what it is. I'm giving you the truth. This is what it is. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm trying to do to help you out. And that's where it's at. It's all very vague statements and it's murky and the water's murky. You can't see through it. Everything that they do is surrounded in lies, in trickery, in falsehoods. And what politician do you know that doesn't lust for power? So what do? You attack the one thing that is truth, the one thing that is honest. You heard Charlie Kirk in the beginning there. The Bible is truth. I don't know how many people can read the Bible front to back and not improve your life by it. I don't know anybody that could possibly not happen to. The lessons that are there to be learned, the miracles that are in that book, they do not rival, nothing can rival, excuse me. It's amazing how relevant that book is, a book written 2,000 years ago, how relevant it is today, the lessons that you can learn from it today. It's a miracle in itself. They don't want you to have that. They don't want you to have that hope. They don't want you to have that truth. They don't want you to have any of it. The government wants you to come to them. They want you to, oh, please, Uncle Sammy, take care of me. I don't know what to do. You got to help me. Not this guy. Hopefully none of you either. Hopefully you're bigger people than that, and that you understand that there is a much higher power. This can't be it. I mean, if you read the Bible, I believe it. I believe there's a life after this. This can't be it. If you think about your existence and then you really sit there and ponder to yourself and go, oh, you know, I am going to die one day. And what then? You just cease to exist? Your energy just disappears? Your soul just disappears? It just goes to blackness? Your consciousness fades and that's it? It's the end? Why be good? Why do anything the right way if that's the case? What makes good and evil? Why do you make good or evil choices? Because right now, society, they're on the side of evil. Everything that they do is evil. So really, you're not doing anything wrong if you're doing most things evil nowadays, because that's the way society is nowadays. What keeps you on the straight and narrow? What's that little voice in the back of your head that's, you don't want to do that? No, I wouldn't do that if I were you. You don't think that your messages are being sent to you, that you get feelings for a reason? You ever go somewhere and you got a gut feeling? I just don't want to do this. I don't want to. I don't want to go there. There's just something about it. And then you see something that you didn't want to happened, and you were so glad you didn't go. Or maybe you did go and something that you didn't want to have happened to you at the moment. It doesn't always have to be a shooting or anything violent. Could be somebody that you really don't want to run into, you run into. It could be that your car broke down on the way there because, yeah, I really didn't want to go over there, and I went over there and the car broke down. Now I'm dealing with that situation. There's always a rhyme and a reason, always. And how could you explain that other than Jesus Christ telling you and giving you messages? You might not want to do that. You might consider that. It's your choice, but you might want to reconsider that. You might want to trust those feelings. See, the government can't give you that. I don't trust the government at all. Every feeling I get from them is bad. Every single one. Every time I even look at them, I got a bad feeling. So I already know what time it is there. Yeah, they can't. They're trying hard. They want to replace God. They want to be those people. They just can't do it. They can't figure out how to do it because you have too many people like myself that don't believe those people, not even a little. And we're not willing to give in to all those people and their madness. All right, let me get past all the LGBT crap because it's just disturbing. I'm tired of all the cheap shots at Christians. Trump PAC creates Biden Mart. This is a pretty good one. It's on Red State. A grocery store shows you mind-blowing price hikes since 2021 to show you how far your money is really not going these days. So we figured we'd hit you with everything. So Biden Mart, your grocery bill is sure to go up at least 50%. And you can pretty much calculate it for yourself. And so we'll go over a few things. Your bill under Trump, was it about, like, here's the list. Let me go through the list here. I'm sorry. Ground beef, 2 pounds, potatoes, 5 pound bag, ice cream, 48 to 64 ounces, lemons, 7 of them, carrots, oranges, 2 and 3 each, yogurt, butter, 1 pound, cookie, 1 pound, eggs, 12-pack, and coffee, 1 pound. Your bill under Trump would have been around $42.96. Since then, the percent increase has been 52.14%. So under Biden, that same $42.96 bill is now $65.36. It's called Biden Mart. You can go through the list and see what it's a pretty fun thing that they did there. You can see on your normal grocery list, what were the prices under President Trump versus what are the prices that you are paying today? Unfortunately, we are paying 50% plus more for all items in the grocery store. And it's at a minimum, it's 52%. You know, some items have gotten way, way out of control. And this is because of Bidenomics. I know he's trying to get away from that word, and I don't think that we should allow him to get away from that word. We got to stay on top of that because this is what he created. He wanted this. He got this. This is what this is his economy, and he needs to own it. Because if you're the one that you created this mess, own up to it. Yeah, I know he doesn't want to because it's literally horrible, but he needs to own up to it because this is Bidenomics. If you're a Democrat and you voted for Joe Biden, this is what he proposed and this is what you are getting out of it. There is a recent Fox News poll and who are you voting for? And he's not doing so well in the vote in the polls right now. Again, polls are only as good as their samples, which are only as good as the pollster company, which is, yeah, in these days and times, they're not the best in the world. I wouldn't say quote them as scripture, but they do at least give you a temperature check. Overall, okay, and the question is, who are you voting for, Biden or Trump? Overall, it's 45 to 50, Trump. Men, 42 for Biden, 54 for Trump. Women, 48 for Biden, 47 for Trump, which I believe he has made some ground on there and he's just got to do better with the women category. White people, 43 for Biden, 53 for Trump. Black people, 71 for Biden, 26 for Trump. If Trump can get 26% of the black vote, the election is over. I can assure you of that. Hispanics, 45 for Joe Biden, 48 for Donald Trump. White women, 45 for Joe Biden, 50 for Trump, which is actually an improvement. People under the age of 30, 40 for Biden, 58 for Trump, which is excellent. He's pulling a lot better than he was before. Dems, 91% for Biden, 8% for Trump. GOP, 5% for Biden, 93% for Trump. And I'd like to know who the five are in the GOP because you're not part of the GOP. If you would rather vote for Joe Biden in this economy and the way this world is, you cannot sit there and look in my face and tell me that you're part of the grand old party, that you're a Republican, that you're a conservative because you're full of crap. Independents, 37% for Biden, 51% for Trump. White women with college degrees, 56% for Biden, 39% for Trump. You women have been indoctrinated or making very foolish decisions. White women without college degrees, 33% for Biden and 64% for Trump. Thank you. Shows you that it just proves the whole indoctrination deal. And 2020 Biden voters are still at 90% for Biden and 7% for Trump. So as of right now, Biden is not looking real hot. His numbers have not been good and they continue to rapidly decline. If what they are saying is going to come to fruition with the Boston Bridge that went down, if we're going to start having supply chain issues this close to the election, I would hope that the same people that held Trump accountable for all of that with something that he had no control over will also hold Joe Biden accountable for that as well. Because as you know, if we start getting more shortages, prices are going to begin to skyrocket and shelves are going to be cleared out. And there should be only one person you are pointing your finger at the time, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And everybody better be pointing their finger this time at sleepy, creepy Joe Biden.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.